The Carl Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carl Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at WILL. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606.
It's 8:50. We'll get to the pre-opening commodity market report now with Dave Dickey. But first, Dave, a spokesman for the rock group Pink Floyd says the band's founder, Syd Barrett, has died at the age of 60.
Boy, that dates me a little bit there, Jay.
Go. I'm sure we'll learn more about that as the day goes on.
Monday afternoon, USDA reporting U.S. corn ratings slipping 5 percentage points from the previous week to 63% good to excellent. A year ago, corn was rated 58% good to excellent. 23% of the crop is silking, 40% in Illinois. Soybean ratings came in at 58% good to excellent. That's 6 percentage points lower than last week. And the 54% last year. Spring wheat ratings fell 10% this week to 22% good to excellent compared to last year's 78%. We'll discuss the implications of those numbers in just a few minutes with Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities. Slaughter hog prices today across the Midwest were expected to be steady to $1 per hundredweight lower as packers fill inventory needs for the week. Terminals called mixed. A weak tone, though. Tops are from $44.50 to $49. Peoria called steady today with a top price of $44.50. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Cog report for Monday, July 10th, voluntarily reported negotiated swine purchases were 14,598. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $61.25 to $71. The weighted average, $69.01, a loss of 86 cents from last Friday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $49.67 to $56.76, the weighted average $53.29. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were 13,768, the base price range $60.50 to $72.15, the weighted average $68.88, a loss of 54 cents from last Friday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $47.49 to $55.50, and the weighted average was $51.34.
Agricultural information is made possible with support from ADM, working with the American farmer, creating products from his crops, creating markets for crops. ADM, resourceful by nature.
And joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is meteorologist Ed Kuser. And Ed, it appears that a good part of the heart of the Corn Belt has received some needed rains in the last 24 hours.
Indeed, that is the case. And as a result, some crops are going to do a whole lot better than maybe what even some of the reports were indicating with the crop condition reports over the last couple of weeks. Now, of course, we're into the pollination stage of development, and some crops are pollinating now. Some are a week or two or more away, depending on when they were planted and how fast they grew due to the varying weather conditions. And by the way, when we talk about the weather here, that's all we're talking about. I know there's some problems with Japanese beetles and other issues involving the crops. So that will perhaps down the road affect the markets. But I'll just stay with the weather here and tell you in the big picture, there is going to be a ridge of high pressure expanding. That means warm air aloft. That means the atmosphere becoming more stable and shower and thunderstorm chances going down a little bit. And that also means warm air. Now, that's the big picture. Now, the ridge of high pressure over the next couple of weeks is expected to remain centered over the Rocky Mountains area, where it's generally been over the last month or two. So the worst of the weather in terms of dryness and heat is going to stay west of the main Corn Belt. That's not to say that there won't be any dry stress or heat stress in the Corn Belt, but the center of the very hot air is going to stay to our west. So that means the Midwest Corn Belt crops that are most threatened are those well to the west. That would be the fringe areas of the belt, the corn growing areas of Nebraska, South Dakota, perhaps parts of western Iowa and southwestern Minnesota as far as heat goes. And as far as the dry stress, of course, there are pockets of dry weather. And I think overall, the Midwest Corn Belt after today and tomorrow is going to turn drier for a while, but not absolutely so. But the areas that have not gotten a lot of rain of late, and when I say of late, over the next few days, include a portion of southeastern Iowa, for example. There are portions of southeastern Iowa that missed out on the rain. Some good rains during the last 24 hours across central Iowa, into parts of east central Iowa, and on into northern Illinois. A few areas here in central Illinois have picked up over an inch of rain during the last 24 hours. Parts of southern Missouri have done well as back into some of the Plain States areas of Oklahoma, from southwest to northeast Oklahoma and southeast Kansas. So when we look at the precipitation as a whole, it looks like the loser so far, southeastern Iowa. They may pick up some showers and thunderstorms today, but I think the rain chances there are going to start to dwindle. Meanwhile, some areas in Illinois that haven't gotten good rains yet still have a good shot, as there will be more showers and thunderstorms coming in from the southwest today. The rain is now just pushing into Indiana, will be pushing into Ohio. So I think Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, northern Kentucky, southern Wisconsin, Michigan, all stand the chance of doing very well with rain. The rain is also falling right now in northeastern Iowa. So much of the Midwest Corn Belt is getting a very timely rain. Now, this rain will start to dwindle in coverage and intensity over the next couple of days, but there will still be lingering showers and thunderstorms in the Ohio Valley on into the end of the week. Then temperatures will get into the middle 90s at times, I think, late this week through the weekend and early next week, and then some cooler air may come in with a backdoor cold front around Tuesday of next week with another chance of some spotty showers and thunderstorms. So not too bad for the corn crop, although it is going to turn a little more stressful this weekend and early next week. That's the Growing Areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Kieser.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Kathy Ferguson in Morris at 815-941-3751. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
In the Monday overnight trading session, Kansas City September wheat opened at 5.12.5, up 1.25. Last trade up 7.5. July wheat at the Board of Trade opened at 3.88, up 5.5. Last trade up 5.5. September 4.05.5, up 2.5. Last trade up 6.75. July corn opened at 2.50, up 2.25. Last trade up 6.5. September 2.57.5, up 0.25. Last trade up 7. December 2.74.5, up 2. Last trade up 7.25. March 2.84.25, up 0.5. Last trade up 6.75. Take it out to the red line. July 2.99.5. Unchanged. Last trade up 6.25. July beans opened at 6.06, up 3. Last trade up 7. August 6.10.5, up 2.25. Last trade up 8.75. Noves 6.34.5, up 4.75. Last trade up 10.25. January 6.41.25, up 1.5. Last trade up 11. August soybean meal opened at 175.30, up $1. Last trade up 2.10. August soybean oil opened at 27.55, up 21. Last trade up 22. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, if you listen to Ed Kieser, it looks like we got some timely rains, and while he says the crops may have some stress on it, it may not be quite as much as traders have in their mindset, at least as we go into the opening bell today.
Well, futures market is what they're talking about, and they're looking at futures hot weather coming in this weekend. You know, mid-90s here to hundreds in the Western Corn Belt. Supposedly, the Western Corn Belt did not get any rain, if any. Iowa, northeastern Iowa, is raining there now, and parts of Iowa got nice rains. But Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, like you said, Wisconsin, going to get good rains if they haven't already. We've had a half inch to an inch in this area already, and it's continuing to rain. But they're worried about the big, heavy heat. You know, hundreds out west, 95 here, and what that'll do at pollination time on corn.
So what are your calls for the open today?
Call for the opening is 8 to 10 higher on beans, 5 to 7 higher on corn, and 5 to 7 higher on wheat.
Is corn going to have new contract highs by the end of the week?
It's a possibility if they continue to talk about high, hot weather to do that.
What about over on the Merck today?
Over on the Merck, we're looking at mixed prices. We've probably put in a high for the near term on hogs, or on cattle. And some and hogs, they're just talking mixed today, but we'd be selling bounces on cattle and hogs.
What are you telling producers about selling opportunities for hedging off of this rally?
It's a very good, especially depending on what you've got sold, but if you haven't sold any, it's an awfully good place to start. If you've not got 50, 60% sold, it's a time to sell some more.
Thank you much, Pete.
Thank you.
Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities. He is in Normal, Illinois. Pete joins us every Tuesday morning on the pre-opening Commodity Market Report. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We are on the web at WILOAG.org. It's 9:01 Central Time.